Today is Tuesday, the 8th of July, in the 14th week of Ordinary Time. Salt of the Sound, sing Free. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
A demoniac who was mute was brought to Jesus. And when the demon had been cast out, the one who had been mute spoke. And the crowds were amazed and said, "Never has anything like this been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the ruler of the demons he casts out the demons." Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
Gospel stories of the healing of blind people are perhaps better known than this one, where Jesus heals someone who was mute. What does it mean to you that Jesus gave sight to those who could not see, and a voice to those who could not speak? Whilst the crowds react with amazement to what Jesus does, the begrudging Pharisees insist this can't be God at work. There must be some other explanation. If I was there, which group would I be with? The crowds or the Pharisees? As you hear the reading again, notice how Jesus is driven by compassion for the people he meets, who had no one to care for them, seeing their needs and bringing them healing and happiness.
A demoniac who was mute was brought to Jesus. And when the demon had been cast out, the one who had been mute spoke. And the crowds were amazed and said, "Never has anything like this been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the ruler of the demons he casts out the demons." Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
The harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few. It's perhaps become a hackneyed phrase, but still a true one. No shortage of work to do or people to work with, no limit to the possible fruits, to the harvest that could be reaped. Can you talk to the Lord now about your place in all this? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.